the person that gets to decide how long that solo is to be. So, welcome to that guitar solo. I don't know what that leaves you to be, though.
I am the drum solo that is introduced in a different song by the lead singer going, and here is an obnoxious drum solo, or some such adjective. Also let you, the listener, know that this is about to happen, but they do not let you know when it's over. So you're just left in this strange purgatory, wondering when it's going to end.
And let's float you right into that purgatory by way of a really great song called For Loss by the band Zeta off of their 2024 release Magia Infinita, which is a live performance of their 2018 album Infinite Magic. You're listening to Lose.
Thank you. crispy skin. Hit them once, not again. Why pine?
feels like to be close enough. And I hope I can get my mind right so I can keep it. I've been writing on a beat for you. I've been making you a deep for you. Know it's what you need. Tell me, is it too sweet for you? I've been writing on a beat. But I should be writing. Of what it feels like to be close enough. And I hope I can get my mind right so I can keep it up. Can't be writing R&B for you. I've been making me a coffee while you scream up back to sleep, and I'm still sweet for you. Can't be writing R&B.
Sorry, folks. Computer crashed. 1 second. We will be back in a moment. Apologies for that. But hey, thanks for listening thus far. Maybe, you know, maybe this is just a good moment to take a little break and then we'll get back onto that song we were just playing. So, hey, yeah, let's rewind. You're listening to I Come From The Mountain. That was not how that song ended, but computers do this, so I feel like I've just been encountering a lot of technical issues lately, and I apologize for that. But anyway, you just heard a very loud track by the band Third Face called Artifact of Darkness off of their new album on Exploding in Sound, Ministerial Cafeteria. Before that, you had from English Teacher a song called R&B, the Theo Verney version, which is a single, but the song appears on their 2024 album, This Could Be Texas. Before that, you heard from Lily Seabird a song called Dirge off of her album Alas. Second on that list was Squid, their new track, which opens up their upcoming album Cowards called Crispy Skin. And we started it today's I Come From The Mountain with the band Zeta, with a song called For Loose, off of their live album Magia Infinita, which is a re-record in the performance of their 2018 EP Infinite Magic, which was in 2018 one of my favorite albums of that year. And damn, is the live performance of it. It's recorded super well, and it's just like, should more bands have the energy and the gusto that Zeta has during this performance? It's a really stellar release. So, but yeah, I see you pensive over there. What are you pensing about?
I was thinking about how we introduced.
Try again.
I was thinking about how we introduced what we were in this episode.
Yes.
And I just want to clarify that these are references to the vocalist Dick Valentine stage name from Electric Six.
Who you were listening to a weird story about today.
Yeah, I was learning a little bit about Electric Six because I didn't know any other songs other than Gay Bar, which I think is very fair. And they are hilarious. And Dick Valentine does a lot of yelling of the thing that's about to happen before it happens. And we erroneously were making jokes about how he doesn't tell you when it's about to end. But do you remember the song that we were listening to earlier where he yells stop and then continue?
But is he telling us that, or is he telling his band members?
The band. Yeah, the band. But I think as the audience, you can choose to stop and continue with Electric Six.
Well, I mean, yes.
And isn't that song called Improper Dancing? Is it Improper Dancing?
Dude, I have no idea.
I think it's Improper Dancing. Anyways, stop, continue actually tells you what to do and when to finish doing it. So I take back that weird thing that I said about the purgatory because... sometimes you do get an ending to the things that
I mean, you were just riffing. It's okay.
Yeah.
This show is so much about riffing, honestly, both because we play a lot of guitar music, which is inherently riffy.
Whoa, that's a good one.
But we also kind of riff on it because it's not like we plan any of this.
We actually do a little bit in between talking sessions. We talk about what would work best next. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it's always like immaculate and it makes total complete sense. However, there are moments where it does make sense. Know that we're thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, you must think, right? Maybe. I mean, even on its most basic, like if to do something, you must think of doing it.
Oh my goodness. Stop.
This isn't happening late enough in the night, and we're definitely not stoned enough to be having this conversation.
Continue.
We're not stoned at all. We're at work. But just in case someone's like listening and wants to keep us like non-intoxicated. No one's intoxicated right now.
Yeah.
Which is largely the problem with this show happening right now.
It is 3 p.m.
It is 3 p.m. Let us be the stone you wish you had at 3 p.m., perhaps.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's looking mighty mighty gross out, and it's feeling like a good night to not think, and you can infer how that might work out for you later without me telling you what you should go and do with today and what kind of things you should imbibe or enjoy. So with that, my computer's back up. So let's try this again. Yeah, so halfway through the set, let's get right onto it. This is a song called Waterloo off of the new Oranzi Pazuzu album, Muntatuja, which I'm sure I'm mispronouncing the hell out of. So apologies for that one. Didn't give it my best shot. If you have a better shot than that and would like to get mad at me about that, I'm always down to learn. And so you can email me a voice recording at artcoordinator@citr.ca with the proper spelling of all these words, Oranzi Pazuzu, Waterloo, and Muntatuja. If you understand Finnish, is it Finnish? It is Finnish. And want to correct me, I invite this for you. But don't call me. Just email me.
Well, Oranzi Pazuzu is just a demon's name.
Well, yeah, but like, are you sure you're pronouncing it right?
No.
Exactly.
I'm too angelic for that.
This is Waterloo. We'll be right back.
drank of the elixir and was healed in an instant, his skin stitching itself together. But beneath the surface, darkened veins began to writhe.
Thank you. everybody's holding me down.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to I Come From The Mountains speaking portion. You are listening to CATR 101.9 FM. This is I Come From The Mountain. You are here in still a long guitar solo that has not been told to stop. So, you just heard a pensive song by Mary and the Junkyard, a single that they just released called This Is My California. Before that, you heard from the Raucous Noise of Pharmacon, a song called Splendid Isolation off of her new album, Maggot Mass. Before that, you heard from Candy, prolific Florida hardcore, a song called In the Feelings We Chase off of their new EP, Flipping. Before that, you heard a thing I've been listening to a lot. This artist's name is Witchbolt, And they just put all of their music on streaming services. This is from a tape they released called Shroom and Doom. And the song was called Of Mold and Miracles. Very cool Dungeon Synth stuff if you're into nerdy stuff like that. Before that, we started off the set a little awkwardly but surely with Aranzi Pazuzu, a song called Waterloo off of Moon Tatuja, which is their new album out on Nuclear Blast Records. And with that, we reach the sure end of this episode, this I Come From the Mountain, which I honestly didn't think I was going to be able to do, because we just finished production for the new issue of Discorder, and that was a really long thing, and I thought I would be doing distro today, but then we're not doing distro today, we're doing it tomorrow. So if you are looking for Discorder, it is not out yet, but it will be out in the world for you to pick up and do stuff with tomorrow. Things you can do with Discorder: you can read it, you can wrap presence with it. It is really good at the bottom of a compost bin as well. Well, it is. It's newsprint.
Someone who spent the last 2 months of her life tediously working on this thing, you're suggesting to put in a compost bin?
I'm just saying it has a use for that too. You know?
Yeah. I mean, there are many things you could do with it that you shouldn't.
What should I recommend? Should we wrap fish in it maybe? You know how they do in like fishmongers? They wrap the fish in like a newsprint.
Like, maybe if it's a fried fish, but yeah. You shouldn't. But I wouldn't recommend.
So what else can one do with Discorder?
Read it and cherish it with your entire being, actually.
That's true. You can do that. We know that some people even keep, like, multiple copies of it.
Yeah, the bags under my eyes have to be worth something in this world.
Hey, I also spend a lot of time making this thing happen. I'm just being realistic about the material that is the magazine.
Yeah, I mean, while we're here, let's talk about the one space that they tend to disappear from partner's studio space that I'm blanking on their name.
Here I am
studio. Yeah, in Chinatown there is a magazine rack that is full of them every other month, and like inexplicitly they disappear.
I think a lot of people are using it to wrap fish.
This one is for sure a fish wrapping station. Yeah. Like, this one is, it's just crazy. They go way too fast for anyone to be actually reading them. And I have one thing to say to that. And that one thing that I have to say is, how dare you? How dare you?
How dare I what?
How dare you, the you who is taking them to wrap fish in it.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
Are you taking them and not reading it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're reading it and then wrapping fish in it.
I don't even care. How dare you?
Okay. Anyway, yeah, Discorder, great little mag. You should pick it up. Definitely not just to wrap fish, though it does have that function. Like, you can't deny that you could use it feasibly for that.
Yeah, it has a lot of utilitarian function, but it's better for the heart.
It's better for your heart. So remember to pick up your Discorder for your heart. And thanks for listening to this show, this crazy show that happens sort of off the side of my desk. And you know, this is how it goes. So I leave you with one more song. I actually haven't really thought about what that song's going to be. So I'm just going to go for it. And hope that it's good. This is a song called You're So Satanic by Cass McCombs off of his album from earlier this year, Seed Cake on Leap Year, which I listened to almost peripherally every time I listen to it, and every time I'm like, damn, this is a good album. But I actually have no idea what any of the songs are, so I'm kind of just taking a shot in the dark and hope this is a good one. With that, stop. That's the end of the guitar solo. And
continue.
No, stop, because we have 5 minutes left.
Okay, maybe we should do continue and then stop.
Okay, thank you. You've been listening to I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always. And as always, goodbye for now, Radio World. Thank you.
think he'll tell me what to see.